Hi, I'm Rebecca Hart Franklin from ISO on Movies, and you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, and welcome to the final installment of this podcast for 2017. That's right, I'm calling it Summation 2017. I actually started using that title a couple of years ago, but I think it's apropos. I think it's fitting, because I'm going to wrap up and talk a little bit about my year here with the PVD Cast, as I'm going to take off a couple of weeks to spend time with friends and family, as Christmas time is right around the corner there and just about 10 days from now. So with that, I'd just like to, you know, kick things off and talk about some of the things that I'm most proud about here with the PVD Cast. I mean, man, 2017 was a heck of a year. Well, this summer I got the opportunity to be a part of the Two Pods a Day campaign. And so basically I submitted the PVD Cast. And basically what would happen would be that three other individuals would peer review the episode. And likewise, I would be responsible for reviewing three other podcasts. And so it was cool because I got an opportunity to learn about some independent podcasters out there in the United States. And it was also cool because I got some great feedback and great input from the three individuals that reviewed the PVD Cast. And I want to thank the folks behind Two Pods a Day. And hopefully, maybe if they do it again here in 2018, the PVD Cast will be participating. So that was a really cool thing that happened. Of course, the Audible sponsorship. I can't talk about that enough. And as a matter of fact, I'll do the advertisement here towards the end of this episode. But I'd like to talk about the importance of it. Basically, if you go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast and you sign up, you get the freebies that are offered in the advertisement, but more importantly, a couple of bucks get kicked back to yours truly. So, you know, it's a great opportunity for me and for the PVD Cast. And, you know, if you get a chance and you're like, I've never tried out Audible, please do it. Use, the little code that I have, audibletrial.com/PVDcast, and help me out a little bit. I would greatly appreciate it. And like I said, there's more details coming towards the end of this episode, so stick around. What else has gone on here with the PVD Cast? Well, of course, I think the other big news is that I created an LLC for the PVD Cast. That's right. John Orlando Enterprises LLC is, first of all, it's at the bottom of PVDcast.com. If you scroll all the way down, it's right there in the footer. But I felt it was necessary to create an LLC to give me certain protections, you know, also to give me the opportunity to write things off tax-wise, you know, to have some benefits for that. And, you know, so I just felt like it was the right move, and it really was pretty easy and very low cost to do it. And in fact, I even just this past week talked to some local podcasters and mentioned that would be a very good idea, and they were intrigued about it. In fact, they might be looking into doing it too. I think it's a smart move for those folks out there that are podcasters to do it. I mean, it gives you that, you know, a little bit of legal protection. You know, you can monetize your podcast even more and get some tax benefits out of it. So why not? So, all right, let's talk about some of the places I've been in 2017 with the PVD Cast. Obviously, I think we kicked the year off with Space, the Small Press and Alternative Comics Expo, which Brian Lau and I, we teamed up for the first time, I believe, right there at Space, and it was a blast. We had a really good time and just hanging out with fellow creators and talking to the people that came by and helping out Brian with the table. It was a blast. And so then we parlayed that success into the summer going to Wizard World Columbus, which was just such an amazingly awesome time. I cannot put into words how much I enjoyed that weekend. It was just so great. Catching up with some of the other folks that are down there in terms of comic books or in terms of podcasting, just talking with them, hanging out. It was excellent. Really enjoyed it. Looking forward to Wizard World Columbus this year. because I think I'm allowed to say Brian Lau has stated he's going back. So hopefully he and I will be tag teaming again at the table. And like I said, I really enjoyed it. It was great. I think that the only thing that I should have done, because I didn't know, man, I honestly didn't know that I could be a member of the press and interview some of the celebrities down there. And I was not prepared for that at all. But I will be. I will be prepared this year when Wizard World rolls around. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the final time that Brian Lau and I teamed up. We're an unstoppable tag team, people. Monroe Comic Con, Monroe, Michigan. I had a blast going up there. I got an opportunity to talk to Alizia Rotaru from the show Arrow. Got to talk to, of course, Dirk Manning as well. Got to help out Brian a little bit. It was a blast. I really enjoyed it. In fact, even Dom Riggio and Victor Dandridge were up there, and Frank Bailey was up there too, so I got to talk to those guys and hang out with them a little bit. So Monroe was a blast as well, and so I'm looking forward to hitting a few more cons as well this upcoming year. As I mentioned, Wizard World, going to go back to that. I'm definitely probably going to go back to space. So we'll see. You never know where I'm going to pop up. That's why you need to follow me on Twitter and just keep tabs on everything PVDcast. So we'll talk where you can get in touch with me and all that jazz at the end of this episode. Let's talk real quick about the feedback that I have received from some of my episodes, because I kind of went through and looked at the data and I came up with the three top episodes so far of 2017. And, you know, while I had so many awesome episodes with so many great and talented guests, and again, I would like to just say real quickly, thank you to everyone who sat down with me, who came on this podcast and talked about their projects and talked about their passions. Thank you so very much. Because obviously, if it wasn't for you, it would just be me talking, and I think a lot of people, a lot of my listeners would have tuned out a long time ago. I would never have been able to get to 139 episodes. So for everyone, every guest that appeared on the PVDcast this year, thank you, thank you, thank you. But with that, I'd like to talk about the top episodes, the three episodes that I got so much feedback on. And the first one that I'd like to talk about is my episode at Video Central, where I went over and talked to Hannah, the owner of Video Central, and I really got so much feedback. So many people were like, it was a great, great episode. Way to highlight a local business, John. But also, I got so many folks that say, man, it takes me back to the time when you had video stores all over the place and you would go and check it out and see what was available in terms of movies and that. And it brought people back to their childhood, so to speak. So I'm very happy that people love the Video Central episode. It was a fun one to do. So, and probably the second episode that I've gotten a lot of good feedback on was one that I learned a lot on. And of course, I'm talking about the episode that I had just a while ago, a couple months ago, with Chris Bournet and his project Lady Wrestler. Man, as I said at the time, and I still can't believe it, I didn't know any of that stuff. I did not know the struggle of those African-American women trying to make it in professional wrestling and the ties to Central Ohio, Columbus, as a matter of fact. And so that was one that I got a lot of feedback on, that people were really blown away by it. And lastly, Brian Zane, that episode that just was published a few weeks ago, we've got a lot of great feedback on that episode. And I was happy to do it because I'm a big fan of Brian Zane and Wrestling with Regret. So I appreciate the fact that he took time out of his schedule to come on and talk to me about his various projects, his various YouTube shows, and his history in the biz. And, you know, I think that Alizia Rotaru and Brian Zane were two very, quote, big names, end quote, that I got to talk to on the PVDcast. But I would be kind of a little bit remiss if I didn't mention the small cameo of one Mr. Barry Bostwick, who appeared on the PVDcast as well. So I'm getting famous folks on here, ladies and gentlemen. And but Barry Bostwick, part of the Wizard World episode, where we had some folks just talk a little bit about Staunch Ambition when they stopped by the table, and Sunday morning, Barry just happened to be going down the aisle and he stopped and talked to me for a few minutes. It's only about 5 minutes, but it was an awesome highlight for the weekend. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I just got to be honest. You know, I posted this a few days ago on the Facebook page of the PVDcast and also on Twitter. I really truly am humbled that I've been doing this for 5 years. That's right, December 12th, 2012, I started the PVD cast. And at that time, I really had no idea how to do this. I was just doing it because I had been listening to podcasts from people like Colt Cabana and The Art of Wrestling. I've been listening to Kevin Smith's podcast. You know, I was dabbling with a little bit of Marc Maron as well. And so I was like, I'm going to do it. And I had no clue what I was doing, man. And a lot of those early episodes sucked royally. But I stuck to it, man. I stuck to it. And here we are, 139 episodes later, 5 years later. And I'm damn proud of this. I am. This podcast means a lot to me. Put a lot of hard work into it, though I do thoroughly enjoy it. But I put a lot of hard work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, as the old cliche is, into publishing and producing these episodes to get them out there on the airwaves. And, you know, honestly, we're talking about cliches. This is going to sound cliche, but it's true. If it wasn't for the people listening to this podcast, I wouldn't be doing it. So I thank everybody that's ever listened to an episode of the PVD cast. I mean, it goes along with the as I mentioned earlier, all the guests that have come on throughout the 5 years. I'm not just talking about 2017, but throughout the 5 years of this podcast, I appreciate all of you folks coming on and telling your stories and talking about your projects and your passions. And you know what? I'm also going to say this. I appreciate and want to thank the other podcasters out here in Central Ohio who are doing this same thing. And those other podcasters, you know, they help me and I've helped them. And, you know, that's the beauty of it. That's what I mean when I say hashtag podcast power, is the power of all of us to not only be creative, to not only have a voice, but to help others, man. You know, so the Three Geeks podcast, who they showed up several times this episode or this year on various episodes, and likewise, I've been on their show. Canned Air, the guys over there, Jeremy, Jack, Jake, I appreciate the opportunity to come on their podcast, and I know that they enjoyed being on my podcast. And you know what? That's the beautiful thing about this, man. That's what we have here in Central Ohio that is really special. And I'm sure it happens in other cities as well. But from what I know, from my knowledge, you know, it's great to be part of this podcast community. It really, truly is. And so with that, you know, all I got to say is, and I'm not bragging, but, you know, I appreciate the 17,000 visitors who visited pvdcast.com. And I know you can get this podcast a lot of different ways and a lot of different places. And that's something that happened this year, you know, thanks to the fine folks at Blazing Caribou Studios out there in Illinois. They helped me get this podcast on iTunes and Google Play because, you know, the RSS feed wasn't necessarily jiving, so to speak, with Apple's software or with Google's software. So I appreciate it. Sean and Carrie are good people out there, and they got a lot of great podcasts on their network as well. You know, the opportunity to expand out and be on Pod Paradise and the Echo Network as well was a great highlight. You know, I what can I say? I just have had a great year. I'm looking forward to 2018. I think that it's going to be an even bigger and better year for the PVD cast. And I appreciate you, the avid listeners, following me along on this journey. So with that, I think I got to take care of a few minor things here real quick as I close up summation 2017. First thing I want to let you know about, because I talked about it kind of midway through this episode, is I got to tell you that this podcast today was brought to you by the fine people at Audible. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/PVDcast. As you may know, Audible has over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And for you, the listeners of the PVDcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their awesome service. They got a book for any topic, and they have a book for any genre. Trust me, I've looked through their catalog. I've picked out some stuff myself, and I'm very much pleased with the service that I've had at Audible, so you should try it too. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, to download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/PVDcast. Again, that's audibletrial.com/PVDcast for your free audiobook. All right, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me, ladies and gentlemen. You can get in touch with me simply by shooting me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can leave me a message on the official Facebook page of the PVDcast. That being, of course, facebook.com/PVDcast. And you can catch the PVDcast a variety of different ways. Whichever way is easiest for you, just do it, man. You can check it out at the online home of yours truly, PVDcast.com. Or you can get it through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, Pod Paradise, or the Echo Network. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a little break for a couple of weeks, recharge the batteries. With that, I wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays. May you have a great New Year's. Be safe out there, ladies and gentlemen. All right, be safe on New Year's Eve. Don't do anything stupid. All right. And until next time, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous. Stay independent.